A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday, the 24th day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 27 degrees.
Snow and wet roads slowing you down in Roy and Riverdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Utah's governor is optimistic about when the state can get back to normal and when we can take off masks.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, it's sooner than people think. Governor Spencer Cox tweeted he's baffled by the pessimism out there. Cases are going down. Vaccinations are going up. We're going to have those speed up even more. He says he sees Utahns celebrating the 4th of July together without masks in groups. Also tweeting this morning the good news about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine coming soon. A Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows 21% of Utahns think the state will get back to normal by the fall, but 47% think we're at least a year away. The new public health order says masks will end 8 weeks after we get to 1.6 million first doses of the vaccine in the state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Pfizer's ice-cold COVID shot may be getting an upgrade to its storage temperature requirement, and there could also be a big boost in vaccine production. ABC's Megan Teverizian continues our team coverage. Hope on the horizon.
In the race to vaccinate, the CDC now says 17% of the U.S. adult population now received at least one shot, and now handling the vaccines may get easier. The New York Times reports the FDA is set to allow the Pfizer vaccine to be stored in regular freezers.
The FDA released data this morning on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dr. Sanjay Gupta spoke on CNN saying this vaccine has been tested against variants that the other vaccines were not.
They find that after 28 days, there was a significant protection against severe disease. No hospitalizations at 28 days. There were two hospitalizations within the first 14 days, which means that the protection from this vaccine seems to grow between 2 weeks to 4 weeks and sort of maxes out at around 4 weeks. So really that 4 week mark after you get vaccinated is when you get the most protection. No deaths in the vaccinated group as well. So this vaccine seems to be an effective vaccine.
An FDA panel will debate on Friday whether or not to give the Johnson & Johnson vaccine emergency use approval.
The sister of a Kearns woman whose abduction was caught on surveillance video says they don't understand why she was kidnapped.
I deactivated my Facebook because I just didn't want to see anything. So all these details and stuff, I don't know and I don't want to know.
Jessica Romero McDonald tells KSL the family is hurting and they just want to know where Nicole Romero's body is. Two men have now been charged with her kidnapping and murder. Detectives say witnesses have told them she was shot and killed and that her body was taken away by a third man.
Police are looking into what led to a deadly snowmobile crash near Bryanhead. One woman was killed in the crash, and an off-duty officer visiting from Los Angeles helped administer CPR. Two other snowmobilers were also hurt in the crash.
A Minnesota educator has been selected as the next superintendent of the Salt Lake City School District. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, the Salt Lake City Board of Education voted unanimously last night to select Timothy Gadsden III as the district's top administrator. He most recently was the associate superintendent of high schools with Anoka-Hennepin Schools in Anoka, Minnesota. The plan is for him to start in July after being extended a two-year contract.
Our work will be building on what's strong, strengthening what needs to be strengthened, and getting rid of those things that are ineffective.
Gadsden III will also be the first black educator to lead a Utah school district. The board says they conducted a nationwide search and they got 33 applications for the position, with candidates coming from 19 different states. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network that will cover the whole city to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city. Details from KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas.
The district is putting up its own towers and configuring its tablets and laptops to work with the LTE wireless system. Jer Bates with the Ogden District says that means students will have the same secure access they would if they were in a regular classroom.
So they get the access to all the you know, quote unquote good internet, and the bad internet gets blocked out with high speed free access.
It's not quite free. The total price tag is about $500,000. The first tower should be up and running in about 60 days. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.